This is Lisa Schmidt, and it's time for another Letter from a Land of Grass. 2 weeks ago, I talked about my experience with oil explorers in 2011. I received support, advice, and a great letter from a man who disagreed respectfully. Jeff wrote, "My stomach was sick. The clanking of the chain against the steel gate echoed up the basin. Whatever game within earshot was sure to distinguish the threat. If the clanging chain didn't communicate human presence, the flash of headlights surely would. We had slipped in the night before. No fire, minimal lights to start the day, taking the long loop to keep the wind in our favor. Everything had to be perfect for us to get our chance. But for the surrounding ranchers, rolling out of the rack 10 minutes before shooting light to zip through our property was just part of the thrill. You see, our little 20 acres sits inside an undeveloped subdivision surrounded by two ranches who take excessive liberty with their ranch activity easement that cuts through the subdivision. We have no right to prevent their blatant disregard for our peace and privacy. They rotate cattle away from this portion of the ranch prior to hunting season, yet they still check for cattle in the pre-dawn hours of opening day. So we watch the herd divert to where paying clients wait with their guides. This property is a gem, something I've dreamed of since my days in grade school. The opportunity to purchase this little slice of heaven is a direct result of the wages I earned in the oil and gas industry. Since I purchased this property, I've been dismissed, derided, and sneered at by the neighbors. I've repaired the perimeter fences, hoping to enforce the grazing rules described in the covenants. I've shrugged off their rifle-strapped tours through our place, checking fence or looking for strays. That's just the way it is. Kind of like your predicament with the exploration company. None of us is guaranteed peace and privilege if allowances exist for other parties to utilize the same property. We both knew that going in. The situation you describe happens, maybe more often than it should. But please, don't lump all oil and gas into the same type of people who showed up in 2011. I oversee frack operations for a large operator in North Dakota. We are incredibly sensitive to landowner perception. My neighbors have alternative routes. They choose their route as a gesture of disregard. This doesn't mean all ranchers are jerks. It just means these ranchers are jerks. Please engage some of the folks who earn their living in the industry that literally keeps the wheels turning all around the world. We're proud of what we do, and we do it for you. I responded to Jeff. My experience with oil explorers was horrific. However, I know it didn't have to be. A friend taught me, like you did, that every oil explorer and driller is not amoral, uncaring, and greedy, just as every rancher is not amoral, uncaring, and greedy. We all benefit from oil. I certainly use my share. Yet, we all need to protect the land and water. It is far too easy for explorers, drillers, and hunters to follow the letter of the law while completely ignoring its spirit. I appreciate your integrity. Thank you. Jeff replied, "Amen to the spirit of the law. Just because it's legal doesn't make it right, and just because it's right doesn't make it legal. It's a conversation worth having. Too many are in the extreme camps on both sides. There's a balance for resource development and conservation." Jeff articulated his point of view without insulting mine. I'll still work to protect my water, but I wish we could all discuss issues this way. I'm Lisa Schmidt. To learn more, visit www.alandofgrassranch.com.